It's KMFM Breakfast with Gary and Chelsea, and time to bring on a special guest. Someone who is absolutely representing for Kent. Someone who has gone silver, has gone gold, has gone platinum when it comes to discs, streaming around the world, best part of a billion times now. She is Canterbury's very own Mimi Ware!
Hi!
Amazeballs.
How are you?
Yeah, we're all good, thank you. How are you?
I'm really good, thank you. Yeah, all good this end.
Yeah.
You must be on cloud nine at the moment with your Brit nomination.
Honestly, I'm so excited. I can't believe it. You know, it's something I've dreamt of for so, so many years. And, you know, me and my family would always sit in Kent back at home and be watching it every year. So just to be able to now go this year and, you know, be attending as a nominee is just mind-blowing.
What's been the biggest sort of pinch me moment so far in your short career?
I would probably say it was probably doing the Jubilee and then doing this, and we're having this nomination. I think those two moments for me were just something that, you know, I'll never forget. I'm so shocked. And I think to also be alongside all those incredible artists and, you know, nominees is just amazing.
How will you respond when it is announced? What kind of winner or loser are you?
Oh, yeah, have you got your game face ready?
Oh, yeah. So that's the thing, because I know with it, they like, you know, they obviously film you as whoever, you know, those ones' reaction. So I definitely think, you know, I will just be there. Like, I've honestly thought about this in my head and rewound it like so many times and thought about how I'm going to do it, what the process is going to be. But yeah, I think I'm just going to sit there and I'm just going to take it. I'm going to be excited for everyone. Yeah, I'm just going to really take it in, breathe, and whatever happens, keep smiling.
Look, Red Flags is the massive new song. And for Chelsea, that song and all her songs have been very personal to her.
Honestly, every single one of your songs has like punctuated my disastrous love life. I'm here for it. And I want to know, cheeky question, girl to girl, are your songs based on multiple exes or just the one and you're just calling them clean out?
I would say multiple. I've had two proper boyfriends. So I'd say the first one was like a sweet guy, but that was more kind of like the kind of dumb love kind of like era of like the madness of like something that was so nice. And then I'd say, yeah, my latest ex is very much like,
girl, I feel you. That is literally the. What would you say is like one red flag that you ignore the most?
For me, it was definitely when something got so intense so fast. I think when they're literally, they love you. Like I remember looking back now, and I remember like being quite shocked when this person told me he loved me, and I was like, oh, and I should have sat there and gone, I should have thought it and gone, this doesn't feel real. You know, as soon as it starts to become like that nervous, like butterfly feeling, like you shouldn't really, that's very like school days, like you shouldn't be really feeling it to that extent so much, because then you start to like feel insecure and not the best. So yeah, I would definitely say, you know, stay clear of all that and just, you know, slow burn is a for the win.
I love this. Slow burn.
I'm looking forward to the track. Is there a track called Slow Burn on the album?
No, but I need that. Yeah, that's a new one.
You and me both, babe. You and me both.
I want 10% for giving you the idea.
So Mimi, tell us more about your debut album.
Yeah, so I feel like with this album, I just, you know, I've been working on it for a long time and I just really want it to have something for everyone. It's called Amelia, so it's my real name, and just to be able to kind of put that, you know, my real name and my stage name together on a record is just so exciting. And yeah, it really just kind of tells the story of like the countryside girl from Kent, Amelia, and then this, you know, Mimi who's travels around the world and does all these crazy things that I've dreamt of doing for my whole life. So it's the whole journey of that growth and growing up and you know, just it's got something for everyone in there for sure. There's some slower, sadder songs and there's some really upbeat, fun stuff. So I feel like it's got something for everyone. It's going to be so good.
Okay, so even if I haven't recently been brokenhearted, there's something there for me.
Yeah, there's something there for you for sure.
Okay, great.
It's time to see how you do up against our previous competitors on Celebrity Say It.
Ed Sheeran's had a go on this.
We had Little Mix as well, didn't we?
Yeah, Little Mix have played it. Going back, we've had Take That playing it. All kinds of people. Black Eyed Peas. What we're going to do, if it's all right with you, is have a little game. Are you up for
it? Do it. I'm down.
Okay.
Yeah.
Say it.
You go there to watch films. You sit down, you eat popcorn.
Cinema.
Yes. It's what all the girls in Greece wore. They had this colour jacket on. It's a girly colour.
Pink.
Yes.
Pink.
You go there to learn when you're younger.
Go.
Yes. You put it on things to make it sweeter. Pooh Bear loves it. Do you want to pass?
Honey,
there we go. You have seven days of these to make up a...
Pardon again, say again,
you have
sorry.
7 days... Oh, don't apologize. You have 7 days and it makes up one...
1 week.
Yes, there we go. They swim in the sea.
Fishes.
Yes. You could get a of lager or a... It's like a large mug and it's a measurement for like beer and...
Pie.
Yes. It's hair on your upper lip.
Moustache.
Yes. When you win something, they'll give you this to put around your neck, like at sports day.
Medal.
Yes. It's the number after five.
Six.
Yes. When you're at... Time. We were on it then.
Yeah, you were on it. All right, let's have a look. You got cinema one, pink two, school three, honey four, week five, pint six, moustache seven, medal eight, and then finally...
Fish for nine.
59. Brilliant score. Let's see where that stands you. You thrashed Ollie Mers, who got a frankly disappointing four. and you were one behind Anne-Marie, who got 10 previously, and Rita Ora, who got 11. So when it comes to the ladies, you are right there in the mix. Thank you for playing Celebrity.
Do it for the girls.
Say it this morning. Kent's own, Canterbury's very own Mimi Webb. Red flag's out now. Brit's coming up. Amazing.
She's unstoppable.
And world domination shortly after. There's Mimi Webb, everyone.
Thank you so much.